Have astounding healing effects. Now, you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home or office. It's a new year. Give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit 44wholetones.com and get a free sample. Visit 44wholetones.com today for your free sample. That's 44wholetones.com, 44wholetones.com.
WBOB traffic and weather.
Good morning, 10:05. I'm Tom Murphy. The west side crash. It's slowing the flow is on Temecula at West Kennett Boulevard. Also, Blanding Boulevard north and southbound slows just a bit as you drive up on that west beltway. A coastal flood advisory is in effect through Tuesday morning. Otherwise cloudy today, a 50-50 rain chance and a high 82. It's 76 in overcast in Jacksonville now at News Talk WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of News Talk 600 and 100.3 WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the VanWee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam VanWee.
It's Saturday morning. It's 10 o'clock. And this is the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
And we are here as we always are for the next hour with the lines open from the very top. If you have a financial question or just want to shoot the breeze, just give us a call at 904-222-8255. That's 222-TALK. We have a lot to do today. Among other things, I'm going to try to get that smile off Adam's face as he does the market wrap, because it's the first time he's going to have this good a time in a long time.
No doubt.
And we're going to be joined with a very special guest at the half hour. A lot of you know Tula Wooten from the radio show that follows us every Saturday. Tula's a caregiver. And we're starting a series on long-term care and long-term care insurance. And she has graciously agreed to give us an insider's look at real people and the things that happen. It's a huge planning tool. It has not been well utilized in the past. It's basically... it's good for everybody, but it's for people with some modicum of means who are trying to become independent and stay independent, because, as you know, older people fear more than anything running out of money and becoming a burden on someone. So we're going to try to get some insight into what it means, how to get it, what it is, what it isn't, what isn't it, and all those things. I remind everybody that not all financial radio shows are created equal. In fact, most of them are pre-recorded and played back, sometimes a couple of times, sometimes a couple of times in the same hour. You only get to hear what the host wants you to hear. We are different. You can actually call us, ask your question, change the subject, give us a topic, whatever you would like to do. For the returning listeners, I really appreciate it. We're both happy that you're out there, because that allows us to keep doing this every week. If you're brand new because you've either stumbled on the show or because someone told you about it, I hope you can stick with us for the whole hour and see if you don't find it to be a learning experience. I know it always is from this side of the mic, so that can happen. I don't even know where to start, except Adam's going to sound a lot happier than he has the last two or three weeks, I promise.
Yes, I am. And actually, I know where to start. I'm going to ask you a question. Did you see that coming?
I'm going to lie. Yes.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, not at all. The Dow closed up every day this week and is now up over 1,000 points since it closed at 16,001 on September 28th. That was not very long ago. We crossed over the 17,000 mark on Thursday and didn't drop back under it, even in intraday trading all day Friday. So I'm hoping that we're seeing a new support level around 17,000, but I would not be surprised.
See, I was going to get him back with that question.
Yeah,
and say, do you think it's there to stay, or is it going to plummet again?
You know, it's October. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Yeah. Right up to. Why do you think Halloween's on the 31st of October?
Finally,
we're done with this
crazy
month.
Yeah. Exactly. For the week, the Dow gained 3.7%, the S&P gained 3.3%, and the NASDAQ gained 2.6%. Only the NASDAQ is positive for the year at 2%, but the S&P is within 2.1% of where it opened the year, and the Dow is within 4.1%.
Which is pretty good after the first part of August,
I'd say. Yeah, especially after that 1,000-point down day we saw a few weeks ago. This week was interesting for a number of reasons. One, we do quarterly meetings with our clients, and we just closed out the quarter at the end of last month and had a meeting yesterday with a client, and pretty much everything in the statement that we gave here had been rendered irrelevant
yes, it was.
Over the past week, which is
and
does not happen
thank
very
goodness
often.
For that.
Yeah, and it was a positive thing, so that always makes those meetings go a little bit better, as you might imagine. Last week, I told you about three bullish signals that I had found. Remember, when I said it, it sounded like I was grasping at straws because we had seen several weeks of markets going nowhere but down. The first signal was that the NASDAQ investor sentiment was as bearish as it had been in a long time, which signaled that the market was near a bottom. The second one was that hedge funds were sitting on a large amount of long positions, which means they were betting the market would go up, and they usually get it right. The third was that asset managers were taking short positions, which they usually get wrong. Well, all three of those signals proved true this week, so keep an eye on those indicators. They won't be right 100% of the time, but when all three signal in unison, it could be worth checking to make sure you're invested correctly.
And I do agree about the volatility, and I don't think this is necessarily the time to buy. I'd probably wait for a pullback if you're out of the market. But I saw something else this week. I don't know if you did or not, but I saw what could possibly be the beginnings of a seismic shift in the markets, the broad markets. Did you check any charts today on commodities, energy, internationals, things like that?
Yeah, I looked at all of them this morning.
Deep V
mm-hmm.
with a sharp rise.
Yeah.
All those things have come up over their moving averages by a startling amount in a very short time.
Yeah, especially emerging markets and energy.
Yes. What to make of it, I'm not real sure yet. I'm not willing to commit to it just yet. But it looks to me like $20 oil is probably a figment of someone's imagination.
It could very well be, although I still don't like the fundamentals in the oil industry in general.
No, but I think there's some better bargains out there right now than oil. Did you check natural gas?
I did not.
Natural gas has been absolutely hammered and pummeled and thwapped and beaten up, and we're going into the heating season.
True.
And I made a little position for my own account in natural gas this week, which generally speaking means it's on the way down, but that's another story. But I really believe that you're seeing some kind of a shift back into worldwide commodities, worldwide equities, and probably some domestic possibly agriculture, materials in general. All these things have been beaten up so badly, and the charts are looking very much to me like the bad news is in the rearview mirror.
And one thing,
there's no confirmation yet.
Yeah, one thing you have to remember is that the market typically overreacts to everything.
Always.
So when it beats up something, it goes way too far down, and then we'll come back to more of a stable point usually. So that is something to keep an eye on, especially in commodities.
Yeah, and if you're looking at getting back into them, don't look at putting a whole 10% of your portfolio position and that kind of thing. But if you want to start nibbling around the edges, it's certainly worth a look and a talk. I just got this feeling that maybe after 5 years, I'll finally be proven right.
Yeah, it's about time.
No kidding. I've been predicting this stuff for a long, long time. It just seems to be hard to find. Trivia sponsored by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, who you were probably just listening to. What percentage of people in this country over 65 will at some time in their remaining lives need long-term care help? And that's what's going to feed into our discussion later. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-933-0939 for your free CD. Call 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results, and you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is home.homeadvisor.com. Home.homeadvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted Home Advisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit home.homeadvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. Sea Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we are here, as always, with our lines open, 222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. We will be joined in a few minutes by Tula Wooten. We're going to begin a series on long-term care and long-term care insurance, how important it is, how to buy it, whether to buy it, all of those little aspects. But first, trivia question, by the way, speaking of long-term care. What percentage of Americans over age 65 will eventually, sometime in their life, require long-term care services? And I'm going to tell you, it's a pretty good size number. So if you want to take a guess, give us a call and think fairly large.
One thing to keep in mind is that long-term care services include home health agencies, right, nursing homes, hospices, residential care communities, and adult day service centers.
Yes, and also some people who are at home with relatives.
Yes.
They count.
Yes, they do.
In fact, there are some times when you can actually get paid for that, but that I don't want to get into that level of detail yet. Okay, everybody, I want you to take a real good, solid look at your radio dial. You see this? This little multicolor four-piece thing from St. John's County? I'm going to read the top line. all the good St. John's schools are doing for our children, for our economy. Vote yes. Better schools, better economy, and brighter future. That was page one. I'm not going to read pages two, three, and four, but I'm going to tell you there's something missing in here. That is the answer to the question, vote yes on what?
And what is it?
Well, let me tell you. I'm not going to tell you just yet, though. It is axiomatic, practically, in the state of Florida and in South Georgia, that St. John's County, if you have children in public schools, is the place to be. What do we get for that? We get a lot of people moving in, building wonderful houses, paying very, very large sums in property taxes, and feeling like they got their money's worth because the schools are good. In fact, this flyer claims we are first in, I say we because I live in St. John's County, by the by, claims truthfully that we are first in the state in reading. We're first in the state in math. We're first in the state in science. We're big leads in college readiness, SAT scores, ACT scores, AP exams, and graduation rates. I've been a taxpayer in St. John's County since about 1982, and I've lived there permanently since 1992, and I've seen politicians come and go. They come when they promise us that they can be very efficient and run a good, solid county and not interfere with our taxes, and they go when they get so ingrained in the system that they decide that we could all handle a tax increase. I've seen it over and over and over. All the lofty promises, all the wonderful things we're supposed to get. Oh, did I mention that even without those, we're still first in reading, math, science, SAT, ACT, AP exams, and graduation rates? How could that possibly be if we didn't grant them all those tax increases? Obviously, if you throw more money at it, we'll get better. But I think we're good enough. Our competition now isn't by moving out of the county. Our competition now is charter schools, public or private schools, that sort of thing. If you want to do that, you can do that. You will pay extra and you will still pay your property taxes. Most of us who live in St. John's County, and some of us came to this county more or less on purpose. I did. We had kids in the public schools and we had taken them out of private schools up north where public schools weren't very good. And we put them in the schools down here and they all graduated from here and went on to good colleges and all. And they got a very, very good education. Now, I was paying enough property taxes that it probably covered them or close to it at the time. I don't really know that. But my point is, I stuck around. I still live in St. John's County. A lot of people still live in St. John's County, knowing full well that we pay a boatload of money to the county for those schools, for our children's children and the next generation and people moving in. And they've stayed good. And they've built school after school after school. And somehow they seem to have done it without having more and more and more taxes levied on us. So why do I have this flyer in my hand that doesn't say that they're going to try to levy a sales tax? But I know. Why do I know? Well, on the back, there are two little things that give it away. All of the money stays in St. John's County. County sales tax come to mind? And then there's up to 40% of new revenue paid for by tourists. Sales taxes, out-of-state people, out-of-town people. But, you know, it said new revenue there. It hadn't said new revenue before. There's nowhere in here it says new revenue. If anybody wants one of these, just email us at the office. I'll scan it and send it to you. Folks, I've always railed against salesmen who were either so ashamed of what they're selling or whatever their reasoning that they wouldn't tell you what it is. You've heard me over the years rail against annuity salespeople. They'll go out and make pitches to people and they'll sell you fear and they'll sell you greed and this and that and the other thing, but they won't use the term annuity. Why not? Are you not proud to be an annuity salesman? Are you not proud that you're recommending an annuity? Is there something better? Are you in the wrong line of work? Are you trying to stick something to us that we don't really need? I suggest that all those things are probably true among certain people. This is a low, underhanded, backdoor attempt at a tax increase And if I have to do this every week, I object. Now, if anybody listening out there is one of the, I'll use the term, do-gooders that's trying to convince us that we need even more money for our schools in St. John's County, 222-8255, I would beg to have that phone call. And I promise you we will be very nice, very cordial, and we'll discuss it like grown-ups, unless you don't.
And the way that they're trying to do it is a sales tax, which is the worst possible way that they can do it. Because, A, it's a regressive tax. It's going to hit your low-income earners much harder than it will your high-income earners, because everybody's going to pay out on everything that they buy. And there's no relief for those people that don't make a lot of money. So it's a really underhanded way of raising this money. In my opinion, I am not a huge fan of CDDs, Community Development Districts, I believe is what it's called. But in a situation like this where people are moving to a county simply to attend these schools, they should be willing to pay that extra money to be able to do that and not punish the people that have lived there for 20 years who probably don't even have kids in the new schools that they're building. In my opinion, that is the way to handle this type of situation, not by taxing everybody and especially not by levying a tax that's going to hurt lower income earners more than it will upper income earners.
And you know that what you just said is true, because they don't tell you anywhere on there that they're lobbying for a sales tax increase. That must mean they're not very proud of it.
Exactly.
You know, let's look at what's happened to the American language now. A lot of terms like fair have been co-opted by the left so that they're supposed to imply something that they don't really mean. I don't want people telling me that I'm not paying my fair share of anything. Thank you very much. How about investing? The Clinton-esque version of investing means government spending. We're investing in education. One of the lines here, one of the claims, prepare for the 21st century. Folks, we're 15 years into the 21st century and our kids are still on top of the heap in Florida. Does that mean we're stuck in 1999, or does it mean that you're stuck in 1999?
And if you want an example of why this doesn't work, look at Duval County. We have extra 1% over St. John's in sales tax, and our schools are not in the top 1% of the counties in Florida by any means.
If we're trying to become more like Duval, there's other ways to do it. This one promises a new citizen advisory panel. You suppose it says that they would be elected or selected by the people?
I'm sure it doesn't tell you.
So apparently, the people who are lobbying for this thing and trying to convince all of you hopefully gullible people out there who are hopefully not gullible, they'll probably appoint these people. Now, that to me brings to mind the expression about the fox guarding the hen house.
What is that?
That means that this advisory panel will be advising the people how to spend the money, only the people who are spending the money are picking the people on the advisory board. I see a potential conflict of interest here. It just drives me nuts, folks, as you can probably tell. So rather than rant and rave anymore, thank you for putting up with me, those of you who didn't click off already. We're going to talk about long-term care. And when Tula comes in, I'm going to have her, she's been involved in the actual business. If you're in the insurance industry, the care industry, or anything in the Jacksonville area, you probably already know her. If you're a loyal listener to a News Talk 600 and FM 100.3, then you probably know her. She's been around on the radio for well over 5 years now and has a real interesting insight into what goes on in that arena. One of the things that I've always complained about is the use of words. I was just talking about that in other respects. A lot of people, let's use debt and deficit, for instance. When you have big discussions on important issues, and somebody says something about the debt, and then the next term they use is deficit, and they mean the same thing, or they reverse them. Words mean things. Then we get into health care, and we've heard over the last several years while Obamacare was being pushed that people don't have access to health care. That's not true. The law has been for a long time in the state of Florida that if you show up in an emergency room and you need care, you're going to get it. Everyone has access to health care. What they talk about, what they call health care, what they're talking about is health insurance. Not everyone has access to health insurance. So we pass this $1 trillion boondoggle so that everyone will be covered. There's about the same number of people not covered now that there were before it, only we're $1 trillion worse off as a society. That is not a way to grow an economy. What we're talking about today is, first off, long-term care. That's the care of the patient. The second thing is long-term care insurance. That is insurance which would pay for the care of the person. Do not mix those two up. And we'll try to be very, very clear what we're talking about. The first thing I'm going to do is explain to you folks what is not long-term care insurance. And some of you are going to be surprised by the things that you might have a misconception about as to what is and isn't long-term care insurance. All right, trivia question from Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm. That's 636-7888, a Publix gift card for $25. What percentage of Americans over 65 will at some time in their remaining life require long-term health care services? And it's a pretty good number. Tula should be joining us any minute. Look forward to seeing you back again. Don't go away.
News, traffic, and weather. Updated on the stories that matter. We've got you covered. AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB Jacksonville.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Turkey's health minister says two bomb explosions in the capital city of Ankara have left a total of 86 people dead. More than 186 other people were injured. It happened as a peace rally was getting underway near the city's main train station. Black men from around the country are gathering on the National Mall to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who spearheaded the original march, will lead a gathering today at the U.S. Capitol called the Justice or Else March. Police say a Palestinian attacker stabbed three police officers in Jerusalem before being shot dead today. Earlier, a Palestinian teenager stabbed two Israelis before he was shot. Iraqi police say a series of attacks around Baghdad has killed eight people and wounded nearly two dozen others. The deadliest attack today took place in the eastern neighborhood of Al-Sha'ab. More details at srnnews.com.
And you hear this over and over again, the NYPD in New York, the Ferguson Police Department, the breakdown of law and order, the breakdown of the civil society, it's unraveling, is happening right in front of you. The violence that is sparked in heavily populated areas is one of the reasons people leave heavily populated areas. It's true. And move to the suburbs, regardless of race.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 6, AM 600 and FM 100.3.
For 10 spectacular nights, for the few who dare, the Jacksonville Jaycees open the gates to the Trail of Terror beginning Friday, October 9th through Halloween night. For the first time in a decade, you'll take the Trek of Terror through the creepiest Trail of the Unexpected. Many, many years ago, the natives demanded the Trail of Terror be closed forevermore. Recently, the doors have begun to creak and squeak. The locals residing near the Jacksonville Zoo have reported hearing unearthly noises coming from the grounds of paintball adventurers each evening as the moon climbs ever higher. Are you willing to test the Trail of Terror? Tickets are frighteningly affordable, with all proceeds going to support local organizations. Pre-sale tickets start at only $12. Visit jacksterror.com for all of the scare-alicious details. The Trail of Terror will be lurking for you.
WBOB traffic and weather.
10:33. Good morning, Tom Murphy here. We've got a St. Johns County wreck on State Road 16 at State Road 16A. The 295 East Beltway is an even flow in both directions from Bay Meadows Road past JTB and all the way out to Main Street. A coastal flood advisory is in effect through Tuesday morning. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy today, 50-50 rain chance, high 82. Sunny tomorrow, only 77. Overcast now and 76 degrees.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the second half hour, Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we are here with lines open as always, 904-222-TALK. That's 222-8255. If you have any questions whatsoever about any topic, financial or otherwise, we are right here and we'll be happy to talk to you. I mentioned we'd be joined by Tula Wooten. I have not seen her yet. I hope nothing went wrong, but we're going to carry on and see what happens. We've got a lot to talk about. And the first thing we're going to talk about is our little segment that I always like to give to Adam because he's so good at it, called Shameless Self-Promotion of Our Personal Business.
Absolutely. So outside of the radio, we actually have day jobs. We are fee-only financial planners located in Jacksonville Beach, right off the Marsh Landing Parkway exit on Butler Boulevard. And if you want to find us online, you're going to have to be able to spell our name. It's V-A-N-W-I-E. Or for those in the military, Victor Alpha November Whiskey India Echo. And our website is www.vanweefinancial.com. We add a lot of new stuff to our website every week, including our blog. And it's made up of a lot of the topics that we discuss right here on the radio. And some stuff that you won't. Oh, and Tula just showed up.
Good. Well, we're just kind of getting back into it. Good morning, Miss Tula. We, a lot of you know her from the radio show, as I said, and we're just wrapping up a couple details here. We are sort of a unique firm in our business because we are a father-son team, and we are truly fee-only, no commissions, no products, and today's a particularly good day to bring that up because long-term care insurance is a product. We advise people as to whether or not they might be able to get it. We send them to reliable people to try to get it. And if they don't get it, we try to work around it. It is a big deal. It costs money, but we got a lot of little tricks up our sleeve as to methods of financing. The first one of which is traditional insurance. And it's something that's just kind of over the last few years been coming into its own. It has been around for quite a long time. But it has not been exceedingly popular, partly because it was expensive, mostly because it wasn't well understood. But when the government got involved in it, finally a lot of people did pick it up. There's a pretty good plan for it now, and a lot of private ones plus the public one. First discussion I always like to have when it comes to long-term care and long-term care insurance is, what is long-term care insurance? Which I like to start out by saying, what is not long-term care insurance? Your health insurance won't pay. Medicare won't pay after your initial hospitalization period. If you have disability insurance, that doesn't help. Your life insurance won't pay. Medicaid will eventually bail you out, but only after you've diminished your assets to a bare subsistence level. That might undo a lifetime of accumulation of assets when you get ill and you're not covered, which is why I call long-term care wealth insurance. I call long-term care insurance. As I mentioned earlier, I'm going to try to be very, very clear when we're talking about care and when we're talking about insurance. Tula is probably among the top caregiver, provider, experts in the field in this area. I will ask her to explain her background a little bit to everybody and give you a little background before we start a discussion. Good morning.
Well, thank you, and thank you both for the opportunity to be here. I appreciate your kind words. It is a pleasure to be here. You know, my background is actually medical social work. I helped hundreds of seniors and their family caregivers over the years, and from hospital settings, find the right discharge plan for their loved one. And I like to tell people, because this is the truth, people instantly become a caregiver. Most people do not plan to be a caregiver. You get that call from a hospital discharge planner, which I used to be, saying, guess what? Your loved one can't go home anymore independently and function the way they were. What are we going to do now?
We have clients in that situation, actually.
It is an instantaneous thing. You know, we have 9 months to prepare to be a parent, but about 9 seconds to prepare to be a caregiver.
That's good perspective.
Yeah, it's like about that. how it works out. And again, we don't think about the future, you know, and yet we are all aging. From the moment we were born, we started aging. It's just that it gets a whole lot harder after the age of about 65, 70.
Tell me about it.
Things start happening to our bodies. You know, chronic conditions start taking place. And most of us do not plan for our own long-term care support and services and care. most of us kind of just want to put our fingers up, to tell you the truth, and think, you know, maybe I'll be one of those lucky ones that will die instantly and won't need any type of services. But the truth is, even though most Americans will not plan for this, 70% of us are going to need some sort of long-term care
support. You just want a Publix gift card.
That was our trivia question today.
Did I really? I mean, I just walked into this.
Told you this lady was good.
That's funny. No, you give that away to one of your listeners. Come up with another question.
No problem. We always have things up our sleeve.
I'm sure you do.
In conjunction with that statistic, I mentioned to Adam right before the show that 10,000 people a day are turning 65, which right. I did, and certain other people who are not far from me right now
right.
are about to. And he said that number's actually going up now. We're in the big curve, the hump of the curve, and it's up 12,000.
That's the most recent statistic that I heard, is 12,000 a day.
Now think about that. 12,000 people a day turning 65, 70% of which over some number of years in their remaining lifetime are going to require care. What does it cost?
Oh, boy, is it ever expensive either. And I wanted to really just reconfirm to my listeners and your listeners what you said. Most Americans think Medicare is going to pay for it. I have Medicare. Everything's going to be fine. And that is not the case. If you need, say, skilled nursing facility placement, the only way you're going to get Medicare to cover it is after a qualified 3-day hospital stay, and then it's going to be a percentage of it for a short duration of time.
About 100 days, I believe.
As long as you require skilled nursing care and or physical therapy. If those services stop on day 32, well, then your Medicare stops covering on day 32.
Wow.
So it's not indefinite like most of us think.
I've read numbers around 92,000 a year for nursing homes, 100,000.
It's very common.
Like that.
I've read those numbers too.
What about home care? Care at home by professionals. Is that running about the same price?
It runs a little bit less than that, just dependent. It can be $50,000 to $60,000 a year, depending on the level of care. You know, if you're paying for LPN or an RN, obviously you're going to be paying more than if you're paying for a companion. In this area in Jacksonville, you can get a companion aid person for $17-$18 an hour. Multiply that out times 24. Times 30, you know, times 12 months, and you'll see you've got a big, big figure looming at you. Nursing home care in Jacksonville averages about $90,000 a year.
At that rate, the average person with $500,000 in a 401k or something like that, and a little cash flow from Social Security, you're going to be draining your assets.
Yeah. You know, I did talk to some colleagues this week about this before I came on the show, and I really have a story I'd like to tell. I can't tell her name. She's one of my colleagues at Community Hospice, and she's a nurse, and she's a sharp lady. And her parents, she said, "Tula, tell my story. I'm the poster child, and I knew better. We did no long-term care planning for my parents. My father was a retired prudential executive with a nice retirement portfolio back from the days when they met dollar for dollar. But she said when her mother had a stroke and her dad had Parkinson's, they paid, back in the year 2000, $16 an hour for each person 24 hours a day. So that's $32 an hour times 24, which was about $280,000 a year.
The calculator's moving over there.
$280,000 a year. I did it before I came. And then both of her parents eventually needed placement in a nursing home, which they did. So the 8 or 9 years of care cost her father about $1.2 million. Of his retirement portfolio.
Ooh.
Yeah, I choked up too.
No kidding.
I'm thinking, wow. And the average nursing home stay is 3 years. So just think.
There you go.
Think at $90,000 a year, how fast you're going to just derail your retirement plan.
Unbelievable. I think a lot of people are under the misconception that Medicaid is something that you can just sort of sign up for. After the break, I'd like to discuss some of the limitations on that. What we're trying to do, we can't sell everybody who needs it a long-term care policy.
No.
In fact, like all insurance, you can't get it effective the day you need it.
Right.
And it is expensive for older people, but I'm trying to get the younger people out there to start thinking in terms of taking care of themselves, taking care right. of their parents. And I want the kids of these people to be pushing on their own parents. buy insurance. It's not for you necessarily. It's for us, although you're going to get a benefit right. too, because you won't have to be a burden to everybody.
Call it a gift of love. Buy it for us.
Absolutely. It's one of the nicest things you can do for your children. We're going to have to take a break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about all kinds of interesting aspects to the personal side of long-term care and long-term care insurance, so don't go away.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Feels like time's running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and you're two payments behind on your mortgage. It seems like every time you turn on the radio, some cheerful couple's telling you how they got out of debt for pennies on the dollar. No more stress and everything is just wonderful. Come on. The truth is that what sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. You need help and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last choice. We're Credit Card Relief, and we've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're the attorney-driven program dedicated to helping you get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving you thousands, and without risking your family home. We know what we're doing, and we don't make promises we can't keep. Call Credit Card Relief right now at 866-580-9999. 866-580-9999. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. 866-580-9999.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results, and you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is home.homeadvisor.com. Home.homeadvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted Home Advisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit home.homeadvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
I'm sorry.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And across the table, Tula Wooten.
Hi, guys.
Tula's graciously joined us today to talk some more about long-term care. I hate people who sell fear. I'm going to be selling you some fear the next couple of weeks. And that's wide open, full disclosure mode here. A new trivia question. A couple age 65 today, what are the percentage chances that one of them will live to age 95? It's pretty impressive. All right, Tula, let you tell people what your day job is, why you do a radio show, and then even a little bit about your personal life. She's involved in more ways than one.
I am. I am personally and professionally in the caregiving world these days. Again, my background is medical social work, but in the year 2000, I joined community hospice to be in charge of outreach to the healthcare community for the first 6 or 7 years, telling people about who we are and what we do and caring for loved ones at end of life with a prognosis of a year or less. But in 2008, just looking at the lack of knowledge that seniors and their family caregivers have about what's available in our community, I sort of transitioned into a different role, and I formed the Caregiver Coalition of Northeast Florida, realizing that there was no one organization in Northeast Florida anywhere dedicated to the needs of the caregiver, that person who was caring for that frail, I'm going to call them frail elder. We're trying to switch to that word, although I'm still struggling with it. You know, you have infanthood, adulthood, and elderhood out of respect. Mm-hmm. So out of that frail, those caregivers, there was just nobody here taking care of them. And 30% of the time they die before their loved one due to the stress of caring for a loved one. Of course, many of them have their own comorbidities. Maybe you've got a 90-year-old caregiver caring for his or her spouse. They're most likely going to have some illnesses too. But compact that or compound that with the stress of, say, caring for a loved one with any form of dementia. Actually, if you're caring for a loved one with dementia, that percentage goes up to 40% due to the stresses of caring.
I can understand that.
So I started the Caregiver Coalition, again, to reach out to caregivers. It's Community Hospice and now 14 other organizations. We're all nonprofits. We pull together our resources to conduct anywhere between 6 and 8 free Caring for the Caregiver conferences every single year to bring people together to access resources, to gain knowledge on how to be a better caregiver, how to take care of yourself, and where there is help. There are always vendors at each one of these conferences that people can access. It's been a lifesaver, really a life raft for so many caregivers who have been able to connect to services and support that they didn't know were there. We also have a bi-monthly newsletter. We also do an annual expo where we have 100 vendors all focused on the caregiver getting their own health screened, many different types of health screenings, as well as fun and engagement. I'm trying to keep the caregiver healthy as they're caring for their loved one. Now let's talk personally. As I do this all day long and then talk on my radio show on Saturdays, which is going to be right after this show.
Yeah, those of you who are thinking you're going to switch over after this, I suggest you stick around.
You better stick around because I've got some good stuff for you coming up at 11 o'clock on Tula's Tips for Caregivers.
As soon as I vacate her chair.
Don't worry, I'll boot you.
I know.
And then there, you know, I've got so many resources that I love to tell people about on my weekly radio show, again, to help people. But I am also involved in the caregiving role. My very sweet parents are still here, and they live here in Jacksonville. I have an 83-year-old father who is cognitively as sharp as they come and kind and thoughtful, but physically declining. And then I have an 80-year-old mother who's got dementia, which is in the moderate stages. And we've just had to put her in a skilled nursing facility, and it has been heart-wrenching.
And expensive.
Expensive. Very, very expensive. I can't tell you where, but I can tell you my father right now, we committed to private paying for 2 months. And I'm working on the Medicaid application, but the private pay rate is about $10,000 a month. He can't do that forever. He can't do that very long, actually.
No.
You know, none of us can. So I am going through the Medicaid process right now, and it has become my second job. Just the gathering of all the documents that they require, the look back period that Medicaid has, I don't know if y'all mentioned
five
that,
years,
is 5 years. Mm-hmm. So if you are a caregiver and you're taking care of a parent or other aging relative, you need to start having this conversation with them now about their finances. Talk to an elder law attorney. Start thinking about the things that you can do to protect your assets, because there are ways to protect your assets. And for those people who aren't millionaires, you know, but are maybe middle class, and they know that they're going to need their assets to live on to the age of 95, but maybe a spouse needs to be placed, well, there are ways to perfectly legally do that. So I would really recommend talking to an elder law attorney sooner rather than later, and start.
You call our office or Tula's office. We all have people we could recommend.
Of course.
There's a trend in the financial planning industry right now too. It's not advising people that they should buy long-term care insurance. There are, quote, alternatives out there, hybrid products, things like that. It was my opinion And I asked Tula about it a month or so ago, and I know what her opinion is. If you can afford, and if you can pass the underwriting so that you can get a traditional long-term care insurance policy, my opinion is that is the best way to handle this.
Yeah, I agree. I purchased one myself. And, you know, I'm not that familiar with all these hybrids. I know there are riders you can add on to life insurance policies.
That's all they are.
Yeah.
They're not really hybrid policies. They're riders that you put on an annuity or a life insurance product.
And I'm not that familiar with them because I've really been trained up and understanding the importance of putting things in place for your own care. And I understand the importance of a good long-term care insurance policy. So I don't mind telling people I turned 59 this summer, and right before I turned 55, when the rate was going to increase a little bit, because I think it increases about every 5 years, I bought a long-term care insurance policy.
I bought back in 2004 when I was 54 years old,
there
and it
go.
Was very reasonable, and I put a compound inflation rider on it, and it's keeping up pretty nicely right now. But there were some things you could do back then that you can't do now.
Yeah.
Lifetime services we got. We got an indemnity rider.
Nice.
Try it nowadays, folks.
Yeah.
Isn't going to happen. So my son's sitting there licking his chops saying, oh, good, good, good.
You know, the best thing you can do is talk to a good financial planner and start getting some information, or an insurance agent, and get some information. You know, I did a little bit of due diligence and did some searching, and I'm very pleased with the policy I bought from the agent that I bought it from. You know, there are a lot of good ones in this city, yourself. But do your research and determine, you know, if you know your own illnesses, you know your own health situation, think about what the next 5 years, the next 10 years, the next 20 years might look like.
Like so many aspects of financial planning, I always advise going to a fee-only advisor first.
There you go.
Talk about and assess your needs. Yes, I know people who do this, and we can refer you to very reputable people who do this, but I used to sell it.
Did you?
Before we gave up our licenses in 2006. I know a lot about it.
Yeah.
Not as much about the current changes in it, but I have been through many times the process of assessing needs and looking for a solution to them. It's always a good idea to go with a fee-only planner because you know you're going to get unbiased advice.
Right, and that's very, very important. And somebody you know and trust. And you know, you're a great source to go to, and you know people that you can refer folks to that they would have confidence in them because of your referral. And that's what I always tell people is go to people you know. Start asking around.
Sure. And if you're truly fee-only and you don't get anything for it, we've got no axe to grind, no products to sell, as we say.
There you go.
So if you've got to start thinking about this. We're going to be doing this for the next couple of weeks on various aspects of long-term care and long-term care insurance. But quickly, how do you evaluate a home if it's your parent or your client or whatever? What do you look for?
The home itself, safety, you know, guardrails, stairs going into the house or not. You know, in my instance, I've got a frail father living at home, and he's got two stairs going into the entry to the house. We need to address that. Throw rugs in the house. There's just so many things that you need. Is that what you're talking about?
That one and nursing homes
and
themselves.
Nursing home on themselves. Well, how about I come back and we talk about that again since we only have about 30 seconds left?
You are on. I would really appreciate it. Don't go anywhere, folks. Tula will be on next with a continuation of this discussion. We'll be back next week, same time, same station, and we'll be talking more and more about the same topic. We're going to hitch up with this for quite a bit. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends if you like the show. Take good care of your parents. Remember, you will never, ever plan to fail, but a lot of people fail to plan, and it can come back and bite you to the tune of about $10,200 a month.
Yep.
All your life's work. You want to protect it. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB want you to know one in four homeless people in America is a U.S. veteran. Homeless veterans can be found in any community, including